Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Velveteen Dream is reaching out for a wrestling comeback. Plus, we had some major returns backstage and in-ring on AEW Dynamite Homecoming, and the new TNA world title has been revealed. For Thursday, January the 11th, 2024, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
As you've probably seen or have heard over the course of the last few years, I want to apologize for my behavior. Both professionally and personally, I always preach to those closest to me about the power of accountability and responsibility, and I take full accountability for my behavior over the last 3 years of my life.
So that was Patrick Clark, aka Velveteen Dream, in the video that he shared online just the other week. First time we'd heard from Patrick Clark since his dismissal from WWE. First time he's spoken publicly for many years. Since then, Booker T has revealed that Patrick Clark has showed interest in getting back into wrestling. On his Hall of Fame podcast, Booker T said, "I talked to Patrick Clark about 3 months ago. He reached out to me. He was trying to figure maybe a way to get back into the business. I told him to give me a call. And I don't know what happened. I hadn't talked to him." Booker was very honest about the steps that Patrick has to take if he wants to return to wrestling. He said he's going to have to put in a whole lot of work, because one thing I said when I came home from prison, I didn't expect people to trust me. I said, I've got to earn people's trust. People are going to look at me like I'm a criminal, and that's the way they should look at me. It's going to be up to me to prove myself. So if I could tell Patrick Clark anything, don't quit. Get out there and just earn it.
For your final match, who will your opponent be?
Is this the answer to that question, or merely an interruption? We have not seen the Young Bucks in a number of weeks, and they underwent a tremendous transformation, and now are they calling out the Icon, Sting, for his final match?
No idea, but it's not a bad idea.
That was from AEW Dynamite Homecoming at Daly's Place last night, as Sting is about to reveal who he'd like his final opponent to be in his retirement match at Revolution. He's interrupted by the all-new mustachioed Matt and Nick Jackson, the Young Bucks, making their first AEW appearance since Full Gear, staring down Darby Allin and Sting. Very much intimating, commentators Jim Ross, Taz and Excalibur helped us connect the dots here, that they would like to face Sting in his final match. Whether that is the direction we're going in remains to be seen. There is certainly quite a few months between now and Revolution, quite a few opportunities for these four to compete. Personally, for all my opinions worth, don't feel like the Young Bucks are really the right team for Sting to sign off a legendary career with. Been saying for a long time, again, for all my opinions worth, I feel like Sting and Darby Allin feels like the right way to go. Have Sting and Darby Allin one-on-one and really pass the torch in that way. Your thoughts always welcome at Cultaholic on Twitter. Backstage, there was another noteworthy return to the AEW fold. Fightful Select reveal that Dynamite Homecoming had quite a few people backstage that haven't been around in some time. And among those was Pac, Newcastle upon Tyne's very own, who has been out of action for quite some time, was backstage at AEW Dynamite Homecoming. Fightful Select go on to say, it should be noted that we don't know if there are plans for him for the shows going forward. With many long-term injuries in AEW, there's a long-term multi-show process of getting them cleared. So we may not see Pac back in the immediate, but the fact that he is backstage suggests that a return to AEW can't be too far away. We also heard from Samoa Joe last night on AEW Dynamite Homecoming. He very much laid out his manifesto as AEW World Champion. Talked about a change to the protocol for the world title contendership, saying if anybody has the will to do so, bring their record and their reputation to the championship committee. Upon declaring this, Joe was sized up in the ring, first by Swerve Strickland, then by Hangman Page, and then by Hook. World title match for next week on Dynamite will be Samoa Joe putting the belt up against Hook. I think they'll have a great time. I think it'll be a really banging match.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
From Monday, the Cultaholic Wrestling News Podcast, the 10-minute wrestling news roundup that you're listening to right now, is going to a brand new podcast feed. You can search Cultaholic Wrestling News wherever you get your podcast from to find it there. If you're already listening on that feed, thank you very much for finding us. Now, meanwhile, Lee Fitting has been installed as Kevin Dunn's replacement in WWE. He's their new head of media and production. And there's been a lot of talk backstage about this, as revealed by PW Insider. They say, quote, there were some not thrilled that an outsider would now be above them. And some were worried that Fitting's hiring meant he would bring in his own people at the expense of tenured WWE staffers. Some are taking the stance of waiting to see what happens before they worry. There were others dismayed that the company didn't promote from within, pointing out that Executive Vice President of Television Chris Kaiser deserved consideration and that the company has other valuable resources in the likes of Jason Robinson, their lighting and set director. Another source noted that there's no surprise in this hiring, essentially, because TKO's Mark Shapiro once oversaw ESPN, where Fitting worked for many years. And with Dunn gone, TKO could place someone in who was more in line with their vision as well as their cost-cutting measures. They felt that the hiring fell in line with Shapiro and Nick Khan's sensibilities, coming from the sports world. Many behind the scenes kind of see why this has happened, but there is a general concern about how this will change the landscape behind the scenes in WWE. We send our best wishes this morning to CJ Perry. Recently, she spent some time in hospital following an adverse reaction to an infection. She returned to AEW at World's End, but that comeback seems short-lived for now. Perry shared on Instagram, "I'm on my way to hospital again because complications happen with healing and infection possibly coming back. I'll find out soon if I need a second surgery." All the best to CJ Perry, who's going through it as a result of... We reported this, it was a splinter backstage at Dynamite about a month ago. That caused an adverse reaction. It led to her having a week in hospital. She's just come back from that, and surgery may be on the cards to heal the infection. Best wishes to CJ Perry. Fightful reporting today that AEW have signed another indie standout, saying after last week's impressive performance against the debuting Mariah May, Fightful Select was informed that Queen Aminata was signed to AEW. Although we aren't sure if it's a full-time or tiered per appearance type deal. AEW seem really high on Queen Aminata. She's made waves on the indie circuit in recent years, working with the likes of Shimmer, Sendai Girls, IWA Mid-South. Since returning from injury in December, she's clocked up four matches across AEW and Ring of Honor. And backstage, they seem very high on her work. This Saturday, TNA returns. Hard to Kill emanates from Las Vegas, and yesterday Impact president Scott D'Amore presented Alex Shelley with the new look TNA World Championship. It's a throwback to the prior TNA World title from back in the day. It's modernized with the bold TNA logo in the center. The side plates have had an overhaul, but you can see where the inspiration comes from the TNA title of years gone by. That title will be defended by Alex Shelley against Moose at Hard to Kill on Saturday. PW Insider also adds that the belief among those that we've spoken to at TNA is at least one former WWE name is coming in for Hard to Kill this Saturday. Saturday night is going to be a very exciting night for TNA wrestling, one that we will keep an eye on Cultaholic. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, in case you missed it, we look at 10 shocking Royal Rumble eliminations. Surprises that stay with us. We've got at least 10 of them waiting for you over there. And we look at the 10 best rivalries in AEW history so far. It's only been a couple of years in the grand scheme of things, but they've had some bangers. Take a look at 10 of them on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, check out Cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.